Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. It's time now for Market Watch. I have on the line with me Andrew Chow. He's the head of research at UOB Kay Hian Singapore. Hi, Andrew. You just initiated coverage on Duty Free International Limited, or DFI, with a buy call. Now, what do you see in the stock and why is it so attractive?
I think this stock is a very good play on duty-free shopping in Malaysia. It's one of two duty-free shopping operators in Malaysia, and we do see a lot of catalysts for this stock.
Andrew, how easy is it to obtain a license to operate in a duty-free zone?
Oh, I think this is not something that can be replicated easily. I mean, it took the companies more than 30 years to build what it has today. In terms of barriers to entry, it is very high because in certain areas like the border town, the land belongs to duty-free and this will act as a strong entry barrier.
And we've also recently read news that DFI has recently tied up with German-based group Heinemann, which operates duty-free store outlets across Europe. Andrew, what developments do we know so far about this partnership and how does it add value?
I think there's a lot of value to be secured because if you look at Heinemann, right, their procurement and their purchases are a lot larger than duty-free. By tying up together with Heinemann, they can do sourcing or procurement together, which will actually increase duty-free margins going forward because they are able to buy cheaper. That's one. Secondly, through its tie-up with Heinemann, they can also increase the product mix quite substantially. Just to give you an example, Duty-Free International on its own has about 15,000 SKU. By tying up with Heinemann, which has over 50,000 SKU, they can increase product offerings across their duty-free shopping outlets in Malaysia.
Just to clarify for our listeners, Andrew, what is SKU?
Oh, stock keeping units. These are like products which they can offer for sale.
And what has management said so far about their store expansion plans, including overseas, in Vietnam, for example?
There's no specific guidance, but if we look at their cash balance and the venture, or rather the partnership with Heinemann, I think this positions DFI very well to grow in countries Vietnam, Cambodia, and even China. So I do think regional M&A will be part of the expansion plans for Duty Free International, but it's not management guidance per se.
We've also seen the outbreak of Zika. Now, Andrew, has travel demand in the region overall been affected as a result of the outbreak?
I think there has been a slight knee-jerk reaction to Zika. But in terms of risk to their earnings, I think this is less so because if you look at group revenue, about 20% is actually from airport duty-free. The remainder is largely from other duty-free outlets, including Border Town, which I believe is a lot more resilient. So any impact, I think, will be knee-jerk. I don't see lasting impact on duty-free's earnings from this.
And what about consumer sentiment? Do you think the sector will continue to be dragged down by this weaker consumer spending?
I think consumer sentiment will be relatively lackluster, but do note that there are certain products which are your SIN products which are more resilient, and in the case of duty-free, because it's cheaper than city prices, I think there's a structural advantage that they enjoy.
Budget 2017 will also be tabled this month in Malaysia's Parliament. Andrew, do you foresee further hikes in SIN taxes in cigarettes and alcohol, for example? And how would that impact DFI?
Okay, this one is based on our Malaysia research. They do not believe so for the sin taxes. But if there's some tightening in terms of sin taxes, it's actually positive for duty-free international because it will increase the price difference between what they are selling and duty and city prices, which is actually positive.
And what are some of the catalysts for the group which could prompt further upside for the stock? You mentioned more M&As.
Yeah, I expect potential M&A because the sale of a stake to Heinemann as well as improving cash flow for DFI will see the group cash balance rising quite significantly. In fact, by FY 18, I expect close to 20% of its market cap to be in cash. So this will mean higher dividends going forward, rising earnings, as well as potential M&A. In Singapore, there's a lot of interest in this stock since our initiation. We do think that there will be other events, including roadshows, which will spur interest in this stock.
Thank you. That was Andrew Chow, Head of Research at UOB Kay Hian Singapore. And now Ibrahim Sani is standing by to speak to Ben LeBrun, Market Analyst with Options Express in Sydney.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!